Thursday night. Shmai Sofir. Oh, how are you? Or we're not. Or with Test Tammuz. Or it is Test Tammuz, actually. Shmai Tzah Gimel Perek Yud Aleph. We'll go back to the end of Perek Yud Aleph. So the Ma'arid had brought a ran. Ma'arid had brought a ran that sounds like he's saying that Chazokah Suyu L'shtanos is not a Chazokah. So Shmai Tzah is undermining the Maritz Raya. At first he says what we said last time we learned. He says, first of all, that's not what the Ran says. The Ran's talking about it leaks out water and it's huchzuk to go below 40 saw. So it's huchzuk to be adarab, it's huchzuk to be possible to be less than 40 saw. Mashankin by the cotton when you want. Mashankin by the cotton, it's not huchzuk to be a goggle, right? It's not just chazokah so yilushtanos, it's the other way. It's a chazokah the other way, to be possible. It's huchzuk to always go below 40 saw. And that's what the Ran really says, that it's huchzuk to go below 40 saw, it's not just that it's huchzuk to leak. Now, then he says, besides that, there's a different umavur medivri haran, that paragraph we're up to, umavur medivri haran, that another reason why the Ran is not like the Ma'arit, before medivri haran, the loy osi Allah, elamishum cheskus tomi. If you look even more carefully at the Ran, he says it's not that Ran's talking about a mikvah, the person went to the mikvah, and it was toho, it was mole before, it was mole afterwards, but it leaks. But the Ran really says, so it's not just, Marit says, oh look, chazokah so yilushtanos, it's not a chazokah. He says, first of all, the Ran doesn't say exactly that. He talks about it's huchzuk that it goes below 40 saw. And says, so second of all, the Ran is clear, is with the in conjunction with the cheskos tamei, right? The person went to the mikveh, had a cheskos tamei. From before medivri Ran, to lay osi Allah, elamishum cheskos tamei. Unami time of the Rabbi Yaakov, and that in fact is Rabbi Yaakov's reason also. Rabbi Yaakov is the one that says, right, people, they're arguing if he was ill when he gave the matana and now he could back out because now he's better, or whether he was okay when he gave the matana so he can't back out. So Rabbi Yaakov says, even if he's a bori now, bori meaning he's healthy now, still they have to bring the raya, because he's called a muchzik. So who nami time of Rabbi Yaakov, mishum the cheskos moment. The chivin asuya l'shtanos, havalei k'may hosom b'di Rabbi Yaakov, da ha'choli motzui. Even though he was bori, by Rabbi Yaakov he was bori to begin with, people start off being bori, being healthy, for the most part. So, even if we'll assume the Ran means it's asuya l'hishtanos, but that's just, so that's why you follow the other chazaka that's here, the cheskos tomei or the cheskos moment, in the case of Rabbi Yaakov, the mavur, says the shmaitza, teicha deleka chazaka kenegda, if there would be no opposing chazaka, havle chazaka ma'alya, we'll got the asuya l'hishtanos, even if we'll look at the Ran as describing things the way the Ma'arit says, that it's just, the more innocuous, we'll call it, Hasuya L'shtanos, but it sounds from the Ran that we would follow it if it wouldn't be for an opposing Chazokah, the Cheskos Tomei, or in Yaakov's case, the Cheskos Momen. Veichad Olay Huchzak Lios Mismadim Apoch Miyar Boam Saw. And now he says the other reason, if it's not Huchzak to be less than 40 Saw, Avogab De Pomim Olim and Pomim Mismadim, Avogab Dika Cheskos Tomei. So two cheshbonos why the Ran is not saying what the Ma'arit says he's saying. One is that he's dafka talking about not just a tuchsuk to leak, but a tuchsuk to go below 40 saw. And second of all, it's only with the hook up to cheskos tame. Vimkein cheskos katnus, the loy huchsuk begadlu shel tes. Right, the no huchsuk to be nine. Under Rabbah, that's our sofek. Vimkein chazoka kenegdo, because that's the case. There's no opposing chazoka. Avleivade chazoka malia. It's a fine chazok, even though it's a suya lishtanos.
What's the Shmaitz agrees with
it? No, this is the Shmaitz we're talking.
So no, the Shmaitz will agree that if there's no chazok against it, a chazok is suya lishtanos, it is good.
What do you mean? What do you mean he would agree? That's what he holds. That's the Shmaitz. Shmaitz holds chazok a suya lishtanos is a good chazok. He would agree that if it hooks, if it's against another chazok. Okay, hold on. From Zalman here says as follows. He says, if a person goes to the mikveh, which is Becheska Shleima, and they don't know, and the water, they can't measure it now. So either you go, you follow a chazaka, that it was Shalem, because we assume it was Shalem, and we don't allow the Cheska's Tomei to do anything, because there's no Reyusa. Right, if a person goes to the mikveh, then they can't measure the water. So we assume it was okay. We assume it was b'cheskas sholem. B'chivin shekein, b'nidin shel haran. By the ran, it's sholem now also. Right, it was sholem before, sholem now. So why do you follow the cheskas tomei l'achriya l'mikveh? Mapidom now, will we follow the cheskas tomei?
Goes below 40.
In the case where it, yeah, but the Ran's case is that now we measured it and it's good. We measured it before it was good, we measure it now it's good. But we know it's leaky.
And leaky to the point where it goes below 40.
Where it goes below 40. So what's the main, the Shmaitz is suggesting now that the main reason of the Ran is because it hooks up a Cheskos Tamei. So he says, well, why would that be the case? We don't follow Cheskos Tamei. We always ignore Cheskos Tamei. If there's no reyusa, we don't allow the cheskos tamei to make a reyusa. We assume the tefillah was good. So why don't we say here that it's like there's no reyusa? We're shalim before, we're shalim afterwards. Al kocha sharan soiver shalamikva kazu leka klal cheska shlema. He said the Ran mentioning Cheskos Tomei, as Shlomo Zalman says, is just L'Ravcha de Milsa. It can't be that really plays a role, because it never does. If we wouldn't have a suffix on the mikveh, the Cheskos Tomei wouldn't play a role. Cheskos Tomei plays, right? If we wouldn't have a suffix on the mikveh. He says, in a normal case, there's no reyus on the mikveh, so the Cheskos Tomei doesn't play a role. So here, if you say Chazaka Suy L'Shtanus is a Chazaka, and it was full before and it's full now, why should it be a reyus? Or why should we follow Cheskos Tamei? Avol mikol makom ein lika kavanosa b'klal Cheskos Tamei. Ze lechora d'loy keshev shmaitzo. Okay, the shaila is if this is a chazoka b'klal or not. Achev shed ha'yul v'huchsuk al yismayt, l'chein leka shum chazoka. Okay, let's go by it. With the Mordechai, so based on this understanding of the Ran, we're going to answer a steer in Ramah, a kash on the Ramah. What's the story? The Mordechai perik mishameis kosev azel shono. Nishal Rabbeinu Meir al Rubin Shesachar Shimon Lamed as Beno. Shimon was hired to teach his son. V'amaloi Niyam Oretz, the father of the son, said, Amanam Oretz, V'ini Yedeya, Imtayda l'alami das bini. I don't know if you could teach my son. Lechetzol kravi levi. She yinasa isla. He'll test you. Him yoimish atayudaya boelai l'alami das bini. Shuv bovalim das bino. So he came. He started teaching the son. V'achakach after a while, noida l'aruvein. It never happened. He never took the fahar. He didn't want to pay him for the first. Now he knew. We're looking now and he knows. The question is, what about the first 3 months? There's an assumption here that going to his relative to be tested was not a condition, an absolute condition. Otherwise, you could fire him now. He doesn't have to do anything because he didn't fulfill the condition. It's just a way of seeing if he knows or not. Now he does know. If you would test him now, he knows. But the shayla is, what about the first 3 months? For Rotzalit and Schara, we didn't want to pay him, but the whole Yom and Rabbim. Al-Shalabasai, if you're an Imel Adin, the Tan Shimon, that's the Malamed. Midi who time alam shim shayli leilachay so levi l'nasosi. Imani odea l'lamid es bencha, to test me. Imani rotzalochiach akshav. Shani yodeya l'lamid es bincha. So test me now, and I know. L'ruvin ha'yelo yeidecha, sh'om ha'shloh yodeya l'lamid es b'noi b'yis ha'shoa. Upon him then, he has an yeidecha saying he didn't know. V'heishiv li, this is the Mordechai talking, Rabbeinu Meir said to me, sh'hadin im Shimon. The Malamed wins. Okay.
If it was two Adam, then it's two Adam, right?
We are Masubik whether he knew. B'shas Maisa. Two Adam.
But Eid Echad is considered like something?
To make a shvua.
So you take a shvua?
I don't know. He doesn't talk about the shvua. He's talking about the Nemanos. The Chari Eid Echad, you have to take a shvua again. Veishim nearly shadinim Shimon. That's the Malamed. The Malamed wins. He gets his money. Now the Mordechai wants to bring a raya to Rabbeinu Meir. He just quoted Rabbeinu Meir's psak. Maybe it's Rabbeinu Rattenberg. Maybe, I think it is. And he's bringing a raya to his psak. He can. Tichihechi. Because this is. That machlek is Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, where they're arguing right now he's a bori. Now he's saying he was a bori before, and therefore the matono he could back off from. If he was bori, the matono is good. Right, Rav Nosson follows what he is now. Chechid Amr Hachim Bari Hu Achshav. Olav Lavi Raya Shishchim Rahoya the Chechid Amr Hachim Bari Armina Mekor Nami Hachi Avi. Afud Allah Fukim Amoyna. He's called the Mukhsak. Hachinami Benidin Zek, even the Hashtag Yoda Armina Mekor Nami Havi Yoda. Dilchsak Rav Nosson Davidaina Benachas Lumka Dedina. So Rabbeinu Meir says, the dinners with the
Malamed.
Right. Now we're going to Rav Nosson. You follow the Chazok of the Hashto. Achrami Benidin, you follow the Chazok of the Hashto, the way he is now. There you say if he's a Bori, he can even be Moitzi Momin. So here you say that if he knows now, he could even be Moitzi Momin. That's what the Mordechai wants to bring a riot to Rabbeinu Meir, that we pass on like Rav Nosson, because Hilchzok Rav Nosson, that we dine of Anochas Lomka the Dina, so we follow Rav Nosson. Kedemash Vaperek Misha Meis, so they follow the Kedahashto. When the Gemara wants to compare it to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you follow the Chazok of the Hashto or not. So the Gemara is doiched that Rav Nosson doesn't just follow the Chazaka d'Hashda, but because there's a Chazaka Meikara also, because he started off Bari, the Chuli Alma Becheskos Briyim. And therefore, you assume he was a Bari because he was a Bari before and he's a Bari now. Hachinami Neimad, so by the Malami, it's not like that. No. Hachanami Neima, this is the Mordechai talking. There is the equivalent here by the Malamed. The Chuli Alma, we would say, and he says a Svara, the Chuli Alma, Hamaskir Natsman Lamed Yodin. If people hire themselves out, it's like the Gemara says, there's a role, if you're booking for Shechita, you probably know Hilcha Shechita. Most people that are Basasik for Shechita know Hilcha Shechita. You know, it's not something you mess around with if you don't know Hilcha Shechita. So here also, you don't try to make your parnosa with being a rebbe unless you know, right? That's what he says. Is the equivalent. Kli alma maskir natsal lalamid yodin koshke in zeh sheis na meikar al manas li yodei al lalamdoi the musa davudi lagluye la meshakri in she hilka chloy aminon shuv loma that he first learned now alak yechid dahas li yodei hachanami meikar nami yodin ad kan lishonah. Okay. Wait, so this is all the Mordechai talking. Yeah. So therefore, and we pass on like Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson dainu v'anochas l'umka d'dina. So you follow the hashda, even according to the tchi of the Gemara, and Meikara was like that. You could even be motzi moment. So here also the Malamed knows now, he probably knew before. And with that you could be motzi moment. But Ramor b'chay shemishpit posak shom kain b'malamed, that Shimon has to pay the Malamed. Now the problem is that the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that you follow the Cheskos Momen. In the case of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, the Ramah, the Mordechai is saying we paskin like Rabbi Nosson, because Nochus Lumka Dedina. So we follow what he is now and what he was before, and we're even mighty for the Cheskos Momen with that. So the problem is, and the Ramah paskins the din by the Malamed. Now that's a problem, because if the reasoning of the Malamed is because we go with Rav Nosson, but the Ramah himself in Chayshe Mishpit paskins like Rav Yaakov, that the Cheskos Momen is stronger than the other Chazakas. So we go on to the Shmaitzah, Perikid Beis, he's going to answer now that Kasha, because thanks to the way he learned in the Ran. V'had the pasuk haramok kedivrei haMordechai by the Malamed. Avol gav danon kai. We're starting now Perek Yud Beis. Avol gav danon kaimon Rabbi Yaakov kimavur b'shulchan aruch. He passes like Rabbi Yaakov that you follow the Cheskos Momen. Tolefimashik asafti b'shem haran b'tshuva. The way I just explained the Ran, time of the Rabbi Yaakov enu ella. It's not just playing the brute force of the Cheskos Momen, it's because it's together with the fact that it's Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, that teams up with the Cheskos Momen. So by the Malamed, even the Roiv HaMaskir and Asmon Malamed Yoidin Hain, I'm reading Shapel and Mesel Bosser Hashtag, even the Kanami Ruba Bade, the Rav Maskir and Atzman, the Lama Yodene, the Hach Roiv, Eina Motzoi Lehistanus, Shmoche Azlin and Bosser Hashtag, Philo the Didon, the Kaimel and Krab Yaakov. Bisham Dath can come Rab Yaakov Ella Beshchimara, Bisham Dath all Gab, the Roiv Briam Haim, Bikoba Kob, even the Chayli Motzoi, Vosser Lehistanus, Lamahani Yach Ruba, when she goes to Varan, the Zebor.
It is.
By the Malamed, there is no Chazok Asuya Lishtanus. There's nothing Asuya Lishtanus.
I know, so I'm just saying, wasn't
it the Ran answer? The Ran is explaining the din. He's saying the Ramah passes like a Biakov. The Ramah passes like a Biakov because you have the Ran's Cheshbin, that you have the Chazok. Being healthy is considered Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. And so in itself, Chazukah Yisrael Hishtanos would be good, but that teams up with the Cheskos Momen. That's how we understood the Ran. So that's the Ramah Paskaling like a Biakov too, that teams up with the Cheskos Momen. Mashiach by the Malam made, it's not a Suyil Hishtanos. So that's where your Motzi Momen. The Zebor. It's only no good if it teams up. It's only no good if there's another chazaka against it. Yeah. Now, so you'll say this is very arcane and interesting, but it's rather not interesting and it's arcane. So look now, let me show you something that makes it very nogeya.
Is this a new one? Using
what?
Is the Shemitah a new one? I don't recognize.
This is Ha'oris of Biurim as opposed to Biurim of Ha'oris. Go find a ballot. Here's an everyday case where you have to deal with these things. The Mogen Avraham, here's an everyday din that with all this comes up. Ayin b'Mogen Avraham or Achayim Simin Ches of Katan Yud Aleph. Okay, this is the question. The din is before you make a bracha on your tzitzis in the morning. Whether it's a tzitzis or your talis gadol, you have to check your tzitzis. I am the Mogen Avraham shekosuv gam lehochiach meharan. The Mogen Avraham brings a raya from this ran that we just learned about the fact that bori is a holy motzui, so you can't be soymech al chazaka. So that's why leinyan shechayiv livdog betzitzis. That's the Mogen Avraham says you have to check the tzitzis, right? There's two places to check it, where it strings eight, and earlier where it's connected to the talus. Lo samchinan al chazaka, says the Mogen Avraham, you don't rely on a chazaka, that you know it was shalein the last time you checked, so why don't you just leave it on chazaka? Shem she'osui lipose. So just like the Ran says, a bori is chayli is matsui, so here it's osui lipose, it's his rib. So this is without it, so the Mogen Avraham just looks at the Ran just for that. The Shmaitzel learns that the Pshadim, right, this is not like the Shmaitzel L'chayr, because it's not hooking up with another Chazaka. The Shmaitzel learns in the Ran that it, therefore it's like Chazaka Suyil Ishtanos, even if you're looking at those, it's Chazaka Suyil Ishtanos, so it hooks up with the Cheskos Momen or the Cheskos Tumor. The case is in the Ran, but the Mogen Avraham, there's no other chazaka for it to hook up with. Just the very fact that the chutim of the tzitzis rip easily, also the pasuk b'chol shah, so it's not called a chazaka. Boy, so mchinan al chazaka mshim shasu li pasuk. So that's the Mogen Avraham. So the chari, that's not like the shmaitzer. So all of a sudden, this becomes like gay every day. According to the Shmaitzer, the Ran never said such a thing. The Ran only talked about hooking up with another Chazaka. And the Mogen Avraham looks at the Ran, this Ran that we just learned about, the mikvah, the leaky mikvah. And
so
the
Shmaitzer didn't check the sittis.
What?
The Shmaitzer never checked the sittis.
Ubabir agra. In the gra nor achayim. So if cotton teshom, ubabes afrayim, evan ezos and mekufi lal of hiksha, all of they ask on the Mogen Avraham. Haran kach kosev rak mishum cheskos tomei. The Grol learns like the Shmaitzer in the Ran, that the Ran only said it because it hooks up with the cheskos tomei. So they ask it on the Mogen Avraham as a kasha. Bayin shom abir agros of cotton test. This is an orachayim. Hilchos tzitzis. The Zelos show. Know what?
You would say, well, you can't make a bracha on it if you didn't have time to check it every day.
That is what he says.
What?
That's what the Magen Avraham says.
Does? Yeah. Mom can't make a bracha. You don't have time or whatever?
That's what the Magen Avraham says, right?
Okay.
You don't check your tzitzis every morning. You should wear a thick pasuk like the Magen Avraham.
In a Russian, someone has a chazaka.
So let me tell you a trick. Is that my trick?
To at the end of davening.
Check it at the end of davening when you put it away. And it's not also the pasuk in the Talos Beg. No, don't check it. Check it always at the end. It's like going in. I should be ashamed to. It's like going in. It's like going into a parking spot when you come to shul, or anywhere you go. I always. I have a car in Eretz Yisrael. Once I had two cars. You know. One by my house, one by the mechanic. But whenever I would go somewhere, I guess it's a personality thing. Whenever I would park somewhere, I always backed in. Because I always spent the time when I was coming. And when I leave, I just pull out. But I took those extra few seconds to back in. But the reason it worked is because I'm always obsessively early. Most of the time. Today I was a little late here. Most of the time I'm obsessively early. So I used a few seconds beforehand. So I check my tzitzis at the end of davening. And I yom. My whole life I'm checking my tzitzis when I take it off and then I put it in the bag. So the whole question doesn't
come. That's your
towels.
My towels. And your tzitzis you check at night?
My tzitzis I don't check because I don't make a bracha over my tzitzis. Over my talus cotton. I only make a bracha over the talus cotton. So this whole thing is like a bracha.
What, why isn't it gabay? Maybe if the tzitzis are puzzle, you're wearing four corner garments.
So for that, you don't have to check. I'm not 100%. I don't remember now 100%, but the hakpoda to check of the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah says it's only the gabay a bracha. It's only the gabay a bracha. The gabay the etzem. Your point is excellent point. If I remember correctly, I hope I do. Mishnah Berurah says you can be samech on the chazaka legabe the wearing of a beged. It's only legabe bracha that we're makbid. You get a Mishnah Berurah chelak aleph. Anyway, the Gra makes this point. The Gra is like the Shmaitzer. So look, you have this arcane thing that's putting everybody to sleep, and all of a sudden it becomes nageya every day. Ella, this is the Gra talking.
So you would say the same thing by Lulav and
Esrog? No, it's not Osui Liposek. The citizens is Osui Liposek. No, it's Osui Liposek because it's like the Ran. Thank you very much. Osui Liposek. It's Osui to rip. What do you have Osui by the Arba Minim?
What about spilling?
Wait.
You have to check every 7 minutes.
Check what?
Everything, I don't know.
There's no Osili Posek. It's only. It's this run. It's only because Osili Posek. Okay, wait. Where is it?
It's not
Osili Posek,
like 50 years after you bought your tefillin, you still just have a chazaka?
Yeah, there's a minute. I mean, a minute, I'd say it's a day to check twice every 7 years, right. But that's not because of.
Yes.
Right. Where is it? Sorry.
Right, that I would say is comparable to like a talus cotton.
Right.
But
a filling,
you're making a bracha every day, so that should be more of a.
Ah, Kodim Shiyavarech, says the Mechaber. Kodim Shiyavarech, you should be Mayim Bechutai Tzitzes, a main Sheyrim, they shall Yavarech Bracha Levatola, says the Mishnah Berurah. But you have to check it in two places where the strings come out at the very bottom, we'll call it, where it strings. And where it's connected to the talus, over there where it's looped through the talus. Why does the Mechaber say because of the problem of bracha batala? L'chari, you have the problem of wearing an arba kanfos without tzitzis. L'gabi that, mukmila chaskose, shoya kosher. Rak b'shem choymer, the loytisa, sheyesh al bracha batala, echmiru levodko. That means if you're wearing a lot of tzitzis, like Feinberg's Zatzal, so you only have to check one, because you're only doing it because of the bracha. You're only making one bracha.
But he said Echmiru.
Oh, Aval Achrayinim Kosu B'Tzorach Livdo Kulam. First of all, we have this, we had this an earlier in the Shmaitza, based on the Pesachim, that you're not Soymech on Chazaka if you can check it out. And this is called, it's easy to check out, because it's not that hard. But the Chazaka grew here, it's a Shvacha Chazaka, this is already Mogen Avraham. Tasuyin Achutun Liposek. V'lachayin Tzorech Livdok B'chol Yoyim B'abayka K'shaloyiv Shon. He says, "L'maisa, but the evidence you don't have to. You could rely on the chazaka." The evidence, he says, "Yeah, but why shoe? The evidence means with the evidence. This is the problem. This is the problem with the evidence. In short order, they become lechatchilas. What do you mean shoe? How many times with the evidence? Like every morning? Okay. Like every morning is with the evidence?
No, but most mornings they check."
What's b'di'evit? What happened? Why is it b'di'evit?
Occasionally I'm in a rush. I don't have time to check. I mean, I could go like that, but how then to check.
Anyway, I check.
I check
after davening.
What does it mean then? Tzitzis, rosh table, sadi, yivdo, tzitzis, tami.
Yafrid.
Yafrid, yeah.
That's a different din. That's a din that the tzitzis should not be musubach. Should not be intertwined. They should be separate. That's a hinder. That's different. Anyway, getting back to this, the Gra asks. This is the Mishnah Berurah Achra, but the Mogen Avraham says you have to check. You can't be Soymech on Chazaka because of the Ran. So the Gra says El Dereyos Dereyoso Dereyoso. The Mogen Avraham's Raya Mi Mikvah B'Simin Reisha Aleph Eino Muchrich. The Shom Yesh Loimer HaMeitomi Al Cheskosoi. Okay, then the Gra goes into an Arichos about Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Noson. Ubir das Rabbeinu Hagra Nireh. Okay, this is complicated. Akaponim, look at it, it's very, very Nagea. That's really my point. Okay, Ha'aras Ubiurim. Oh, this is an interesting svara. The Granat says it, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman. Vayim b'chadushya Granat gittin that's with Naftali Trump. It's talking about with Rav Yaakov, with the Chazaka Dahashto, with the Rav Briam and Chayli. The Granat says the bedover hatoli b'maisev. Something that's totally in Bechira Sodom, in people's Bechira, lo holchem acha chazoka kamaisa, b'mokam chazoka dahashto. Melamed gam ken totally b'maisa.
Holchem acha dahashto. Which one do we don't go holchem? Sorry. We don't go after the chazaka, the hashto or car? Sorry, it doesn't sound like it's in the opposite. It's not like you don't go after the chazaka in the car.
Okay, let's see if from the Zalman. Reish Chav Tess. Okay, forget that. Umiu be'ikra de milsa tzarechiyan, says Rosh Tom Zalman. The Choshvani, it seems to me, shalo nizka chazoka da'asha, ala b'dover anasa me'elo. Something that is automatic. Ala b'dover shabiyad odom la'asoso. Something that you could do. And there's a svara that yesh litlos the mistama also came. Umiato kino shechazoka de meikara oimere shamalamid lo yada. The chazoka de meikara that he didn't know, because he was born not knowing, right? So the chazoka de meikara says he didn't know. I now he knows, so yesh litlos also came, because he was afraid he would be found out, so he went and he learned. Bimkein kamosha biyodol. So there's a svara to say he did it. Anything that's beyond all them to do, so there's a svara to say he went ahead and did it. So you can't use Chazaka Dahasha that if he knows now, he knew before. But the other rabbi, you say he learned now. It's not something to Mamela.
What happened? This might say, but most people who teach, they know what they
Okay, he's just saying it's for a fakir. But that's an interesting point. There's no chazaka dahashta in something that's biyad adam. Because we say he went ahead and did it now. So we don't have a raya to extrapolate. Okay. But it hooks up with the previous chazaka. Okay.
We're gonna go weiter.
I'll decide.
Oh, okay. No chazakas.
I see. You have to learn this a couple times to know what's
to get
going
it straight,
on.
Yeah. This is what. But you see, you don't seem to hold so much from when I asked for a sikum, but then when we do it. You seem to think it's valuable.
So. We get into it more. We
right.
That's why nobody learns this much because they start to try to go back
Excuse
and
me.
Understand it.
Is Rose, no, Mrs. Perlman, an older woman in the old city?
Yeah, Mrs. Naomi Perlman.
Yeah, her granddaughter just got engaged
to my son
last night.
To your son?
Yeah.
Mazel tov. Sure, I know her very well from Far Rockaway days, my Ravava days.
Yeah.
She lived in Far Rockaway.
So her granddaughter is Gabriel Klotzka's daughter.
Oh. Mazel tov. I know her.
So she told me to say hi to you. She might be coming tonight and have a little shtick of the time.
Oh. Mazel tov, Mamas.
That's good.
All these times they had a big chemist for Scheinberg, Rav Simplesborg, and Rav Shlavsky.